If you've shopped for a new home lately, you know the housing market in much of the country is strong. Prices keep rising, and real estate agents complain about a shortage of homes to show. One reason is that mortgage rates are relatively low. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, many analysts are puzzled by the fact that rates have stayed down this far into the economic recovery.
When economists talk about what's happened to mortgage rates over the past year, they use words like confounding and mysterious. Last June, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage hovered around 6.3%. When the Federal Reserve began raising short-term interest rates, a lot of people expected mortgage rates to follow. But the opposite has happened. As recently as the beginning of this month, the 30-year rate had fallen to about 5.7%. Greg McBride is an analyst at Bankrate.com.
We've had an environment where the economy has improved over the last 18 months, and the Fed has raised interest rates, short-term interest rates, six times since June of 2004. So a lot of people are scratching their heads as to why rates remain this low.
None other than Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan commented on the disparity in rates last month, calling it a conundrum. Economists say there are several possible reasons for what's happened. Although the economy has grown consistently since 2001, the job market has been up and down. Oil prices have risen. So the traders who help determine mortgage rates have been less than convinced about the recovery's staying power. John Lonsky, chief economist at Moody's Investor Service, says the huge influx of capital from overseas has also helped keep the mortgage markets unusually liquid.
U.S. home buyers are benefiting from low mortgage yields in part because of the willingness of the central banks of Japan and China to continue to add to their already huge holdings of U.S. Treasury securities.
Whatever the reasons, the slide in mortgage rates has had a predictable effect on the real estate market.
This is such a nice room.
Wow. Yeah, I like this. And open.
On a Sunday afternoon, real estate agent Carol Rake of Caldwell Banker is showing a house in a quiet subdivision outside Albany, New York. Rake says she expected the market to finally slow down this winter. Instead, she says good houses still get snatched up right away, and she can't find enough homes to show.
The prediction was that we would see a huge increase in rates, and we have not seen that. We have seen a fluctuation of a quarter of a point, you know, since the election. So we still see that great market for our buyers.
Rake says a lot of people these days are rushing to buy because they figure the low mortgage rates won't last. Her customer today is Darlene DeNoyer, who works for a big cable TV company. DeNoyer is already trying to lock in a rate, even though she hasn't found a house yet.
I have a few friends who are familiar with real estate and with mortgages, and they said, you know, now is the best time because the interest rates are being held so low that nobody knows how long that's going to continue.
In fact, there are already signs the mortgage market may be tightening a bit. After last week's stronger-than-expected jobs report, 30-year mortgage rates have inched up, although they're still below 6%. With the Fed sending signals it will keep raising short-term rates, economist John Lonsky of Moody's Investor Service says rates should keep rising. He says a good benchmark for mortgage rates is the 10-year Treasury note, which he expects to hit 5% before the end of the year.
And that would leave the 30-year mortgage yield at roughly 6.5%. But I hasten to add that we made this very same forecast 1 year ago.
If rates do climb, the impact on housing prices may not be felt for a while. Even a 6.5% mortgage rate remains low by historic standards, and with housing inventories so low in many places, the demand for homes seems unlikely to ease too much anytime soon. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Thank you.